Embark upon a journey into the heart of worship. Purely worship with DK
on Joyful FM.
Tuesday evening, you're tuning to Joyful FM, life-changing radio coming to you live from the city of Johannesburg, right here in South Africa. I hope and pray that I find you well today, wherever you're listening from. My name is DK, and I want to welcome you to Purely Worship. We are grateful that God has given us another day to gather together as His children, to magnify and lift up His great name, all in the name of His precious Lamb, Jesus. Worship is something that all believers ought to do on a daily basis, not just on a Sunday or whatever day, and it's something that can be done wherever we are, at church, home, school, work, and so forth. When we worship, we are choosing to focus on the greatness and awesomeness of God and letting Him know that we revere Him, that we place Him above everything else in our lives. Throughout today's program, I'll be giving six essential reasons why worship matters in the life of a follower of Jesus. Worship matters. Worship matters to God. Worship matters to you. Often, we allow personal distractions to get in the way. Sometimes we go to church, but we don't worship. We sing songs, but we don't worship. We listen to sermons, but we don't worship. We serve in the church, but don't worship. All these things are activities in the life of a Christian, but they do not amount to true worship. Worship involves more than we realize. Here's the first of the six reasons why worship is important, which will also lead us to the Bible verse of the day. Reason number one why worship is important. Worship is celebrating who God is and what He has done. Psalms 100 verse 1 to 5 says, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is good. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." God is worthy of our praise, and by His very nature, He deserves our adoration. It is a pleasure to worship God just because He is awesome.
I believe.
Opening up our music segment was Rebecca Arthur with a song called I Believe. Let's proceed with reasons why worship matters in the life of a Christian. Sarah Burrows, who is a Christian ministry founder and author, says she had a wonderful revelation recently when she learned that the word worship is derived from the old English word worship, which means to give worth to something. God is already worthy, and we choose to worship Him in everything we are because of His worthiness. We worship not just because of who God is, but also because of what He has done. Jesus died on the cross so we can live in true freedom. And so we're giving thanks and praise for what He has done and continues to do, for all the gifts, graces, blessings, and opportunities. This also encourages us to see God at work in our lives on a daily basis and live each moment with a thankful heart.
I don't want to sing the latest song. I don't want to percolate the crowd. I just want to make you smile. I don't care who thinks I'm right or wrong. I don't care who tries to calm me down. I just want to praise you. You covered me in the midst of it all. You love me. You gave me another chance. You saw my needs when others saw my faults. You forgave me. I don't have to listen for my name. They don't have to walk me down the aisle. I just wanna make you proud. Should I make the Hall of Fame? Or they save a special seat? I just hope that you'll be pleased. You covered me in the midst of it all. You love me, gave me another chance. You rescued me. I was going to fall. You saved me. So in my life, glorify, yeah, yeah, glorify, yeah. Oh. You get the glory, you get the praise, you take the honor. I just want to say,
thanks.
You get the glory.
You get the glory.
You get the praise.
You get the praise.
Take all of the honor.
You take the honor.
I just want to say,
thanks.
You get the glory.
You get the glory.
I want you to get the praise.
You get the praise.
You take the honor.
You take the honor.
I just want to say,
you get the glory.
Father, you get the praise.
You take the honor.
I just want to say, I've come back to say,
you
will do.
If you have a grateful heart tonight, just begin to lift up some thanks.
We say thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Come on, if you know it, raise your voice and sing it tonight.
Say thank, come on.
I just want to thank you.
I just want to thank you, Lord.
Come on, everybody, say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
What you did on Calvary, we thank you, God. The awesome God, yeah, yeah.
I just want
to thank you, Lord. Whoa. And you made a way. If He's made a way for you tonight, say, come on.
The second reason why worship is important is because worship is putting our focus on God and is the key to drawing near to Him. True worship is based on the desire to honor God. It requires a personal revelation of God as found in the Word. Worship is not based on our likes or our dislikes. It is not based on my personal preferences or priorities. It is a focus on Him, and for us to worship Him, we have to draw near to Him and enter His presence. I played you a song titled "You Covered Me" by Timothy Reddick. As we proceed to give you the best of worship music to lift up the name of Jesus, here is Pulani Mapare singing "Igama Lako," purely worship and joy forever.
The name that is above all names.
Jesus,
the name of Jesus has all power,
Jesus,
has all might. His name is above all sickness,
Jesus,
it's above all affliction.
Jesus.
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 You tuned into Purely Worship on Joyful FM with me, DK. I just played you a lovely song by Pulani Mapari, a song called Ike Malako. Today we're covering six reasons why worship matters, or why we should worship. The third reason we should worship God is because He commands it. This might sound a little strange, worshiping God for a command He's given to us, but think of it this way. He could have commanded us to do much more unpleasant things. I'd rather be commanded to worship than to jump off a mountain, for example.
Do you feel the world is broken? Do you feel the shadows deepen? But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? Do you wish that you could see it all made? All creation groaning is a new creation coming. Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? Is it good that we remind ourselves of this?
The Lamb who died to ransom.
Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave from every people and tribe, every nation and tongue. He has made us a kingdom and priest to God to reign with the Son. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of our blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy?
Listening to Purely Worship with DK on Joyful FM.
Welcome back to Purely Worship. My name is DK, and I just want to thank you for tuning in. If you've just joined us for the first time, Purely Worship is a weekly program brought to you every Tuesday at 9 p.m. with a repeat on Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. exclusively to Joyful FM. You can also send a request to my Facebook page, that's DK Joyful Music, if you want me to play any worship song, and I will do just that. Just search for DK Joyful Music on Facebook. We have covered three reasons why worship matters in the life of every believer. It can be corporate or public or family worship. The fourth reason is that we worship God to bless and honor Him. Worship is not primarily for us. Yes, we certainly benefit from it, but worship is first and foremost a selfless act of love towards God. We do not worship just because we enjoy the emotion or sensation of doing so. Worship makes us feel good, but that is not to be our primary motivation for worshiping God. We worship God because He desires us to, and it pleases Him. We are beneficiaries of worship, but should not be the primary one. Our motivation to worship should be greater than that. True worship is never self-serving or self-centered.
We worship. Lord, we worship You.
worship you, Lord.
We worship you. We worship you.
We worship you.
Like heaven here on earth, Lord. I will never get enough of you, Lord. So we want more and more. As we worship you, we see your power is amazing.
The song we just heard is from Minister Michael Mahendere and is titled Hallelujah, We Worship You. Moving straight to the fifth reason why worship is important in the life of every believer. We worship God because we love Him. When God means much to us, We will worship Him from the bottom of our hearts. Adoration, exaltation, and appreciation will be impossible to hide as we fall deeper in love with God. Our love for Jesus will lead us to worship Him. Let's move straight to a song by Bishop Andrew and the Straight Gate Mass Choir, singing a song called "I Want to Be More Like You."
The more time we spend with you, Jesus, the more you change us, the more you transform us, the more we become what you created us to be, what you intended us to be. So it is our prayer that you would transform us by your word, transform us by your life-changing presence. Thank you, Jesus. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord.
Take my heart, purify me, make me just like you. I wanna be like you. And take my life, purify me, make me just like you. I wanna be like you.
Come on, sing that with me.
Take my heart.
Take my heart.
Say, purify me.
Purify me. Make me just like you.
I wanna be like you.
I wanna be like you.
Jesus, take my life.
Take my life.
Purify me, yeah.
Make me just like you,
yeah.
I wanna be like you.
You love so strong, your love is so true. Jesus' love is you. So teach me to live selflessly in love in everything I do. I wanna be like you. In my heart, yeah.
I wanna be like you.
It's real easy, come on. You can sing along and say,
I wanna be like you.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, I wanna be like you.
Oh my,
the top, come on. Take my heart, sing it.
Take my heart,
purify me, yeah.
Purify me, make me just like you.
I wanna be like you.
I wanna be like you.
Now say,
take my life.
Just like you, Jesus,
I wanna be like you.
I say, you love so strong.
You love so strong.
Yes, you do.
Your love is so true.
Jesus' love.
Jesus' love is you.
Teach me to live like you live.
Teach me.
You are so selfless, Jesus.
Selflessly
in everything I do. Now lift your voice and say,
I wanna be like you.
Sing it like you mean it now. Say,
I wanna be like you.
Lift your voice, sing it loud and say,
I wanna be like you.
Tell the Lord, I wanna be.
I wanna be like you.
Yeah. Now give him glory. Change us, Jesus. Right here in this moment. We wanna be more of you. We wanna be everything that you called us to be. All that you created us to be. We worship you now, Jesus. Let us be transformed in your presence. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on. Let's sing that again. Say,
I wanna be like you.
I wanna be like you.
In my heart I do. Say,
I wanna be like you.
I wanna be like you.
Lift your voice and say,
I wanna be like you.
I wanna be like you.
Change me more.
make me kind? Will you make me be God? And will you make me yours? I want to love my neighbor just like I love myself. I want to lay my life down, 'cause I want to be like you, God.
Has anybody experienced the love of Jesus? How he pulls you from the darkness, say, your love so strong. Strong enough to endure the pain of Calvary. You stayed on the cross for me. You love so strong, yeah.
Your love so strong.
I want to love like you. Whoa, whoa, yeah. Say, teach me to live. Wanna live like you, wanna love like you, wanna be like you. So
teach me to live
selflessly in love. Everything I do.
Purely Worship with DK on Joyful FM.
And that was a great song from an anointed man of God, Don Moen, a song called Lord, We Have Come to Worship. Well, from the beginning of today's program, we were talking about six reasons why worship matters, or why worship is important in the life of every believer. Reason number one was, worship is celebrating who God is and what He has done. Number two, worship is putting our focus on Him and is the key to drawing near to Him. Number three, we worship God because He commands us to do so. Number four, we worship God to bless and honor Him. Number five, we worship God because we love Him. Which takes us to the last but not least reason why worship is important. Number six, worship unites or brings together the church of God. Worshipping, when God's people gather together as one body to glorify the name of the great I Am, it unifies us, thereby pleasing the heart of God. It would be different to just hearing a sermon. And it is in moments of pure worship where God releases His Holy Spirit upon His people. Jesus said, "Where two or three are gathered in My name, I will be there with them."
With all my heart and soul and strength and mind, I give my worship and sacrifice of praise to You. You are good. Your love endures forever. I will give thanks to You. Yes, I will. I worship You. I worship You.
give you everything.
This has been another blessed hour of Purely Worship. My name is DK, and I just want to thank you so much for tuning in. Join me again next week, same time, same station. May the Lord bless and keep you. Bye-bye.
With outstretched hands I come to you, oh God, I will bless your name. Turn my mourning into gladness. And yes, you make all things beautiful.
To you
I will bring
this sacrifice of praise.
And when words
glorious.